he's burning us in the story of the Mechemes Malachim, that Avram. So Chazal see that the Mishnah Rabbis Perek Hey says that there were 10 Nisyanas. Avram was Nisnaso. One of the Nisyanas was Mechemes Malachim. That's considered one of the 10 Nisyanas of Avram Avinu. Now, doesn't tell us exactly what was the Nisoyan, what exactly what he was being tested about. Avram has this a nephew, Lot. Lot is enamored with the world of stone. I once heard a word that says, Rav Chaim Dov Keller Shlita, so they come and they fight against the Malachim of Sodom and Gomorrah, and they are successful to overpower them, and they capture Lot. So they took Lot and his Rechush, Ben Achi Avraham, so he says that the Chara, the Ksav Sofer, says that he should say, Vahu Yoshav Bistoim. He's not sitting in Sodom right now. He's on his way to Damascus. He's not sitting in Sodom anymore. So what do you mean? Hu yoshev loshen hoive? You should say loshen avar. He was in Sodom, and at the time, and therefore he was captured. So the subservice says that a person's is where his mind is. And Lot, even after he was captured, because he hung out in Sodom, which he shouldn't have. That he's on his way to Damascus, but the Vurakop, who Yoshev is time, he's still sitting in Stein. He didn't learn his lesson, he's still sitting in Stein. So Rav Chaim Dov added the following. It says, Vayichves Lot ves Rechushoy ben Achi Avram vayelechu. So they took Lot and his Rechush, the nephew of Avraham, and they went. You should write, Vayichves Lot ben Achi Avram ves Rechushoy vayelechu. They took Lot, who was the nephew of Avram, and his Rechush, and they went. It says they took Lot and his Rechush, the nephew of Avraham, and they went. Well, the Ben Achi Avraham is like the wrong spot in the Pasuk. So he said maybe the Pasuk is being Masber, the reason why Lot is still sitting in Sodom, because Lot allowed his Rechush to come between him and being the fact that he was the nephew of Avraham. So the Pasuk says Lot, Rechush, Ben Achi Avraham. So we already have that there's this Riva Hiri Ben Rey Mekdin Avram Ben Rey Mekdin Lot Haksanim Aprizi Ozu Shebaritz. So they already had this fight about this idea of how their attitude towards the lands. Avram understands that they're going to have to separate, and Lot goes to Bayars Kikara Hayarden Kikula Mashka, and it looks like Yivchal Lodlenis. He goes to stone. And they were not from the nicest people in the world, right? Okay. And Lot, on his way to, is still has he's not repenting, right? He's not a penitent. He says, yeah, the Maisa's time is right. Avram doesn't have to go save him. Avram was not in danger. He's no Achrayus. So the Nisoyan is, will he decide to go fight? And these are Malachim, which are powerful Malachim. They overpower the five Malachim of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admot Tzvayim. Like Rashi points out. So Avram has to make a decision. Should he put his life and the life of the men which go with him in danger for Lot, who already has showed the wrong attitude, already has chosen to live in Sodom, already is even after he's been taken, the Torah stresses he didn't change. And we find them again in the next week's parsha. He didn't learn his lesson. He's still sitting in the stone, right? So should Abraham make that decision? Should he do that? Now that's a challenge. It's a hard question. Sodom and Gomorrah are wiped out. Avram gives them the rechush back. Sodom repopulates. Sodom restarts again. Sodom is Roy B'chatem HaShem Ha'oid. Sodom is everything what Avraham was not. They're the antithesis of Avraham. Avraham is the meat of Chesed, and there we have this wonderful Kikar Yarden. The Rabban says, the Pesukim can talk about how the way they dealt with strangers. They didn't want to share. We have such wonderful abundance. We're not interested in sharing with anybody else. So they made themselves so cruel. This way, you'd scare everybody away. It's hard to have Mishalachim in stone because, you know, a few times, a few people come, you know, even with their Tuda, you know, they don't get such a good reception. You learn, it's an Ish Kedai. Avram davens to save them. They're about to be destroyed. Parshas Vayera. Avram davens. So Rudessa writes, like, why are you davening for them? The person's Bavar Sharmina. You know, Chasdei Hashem. The person said, listen, Avram, your competition, who are sending a message to that the world is about materialism and about Gashmias and about not sharing and all those horrible things, I'm wiping them out. So I say, whippy! Baruch Hashem took care of the competition. And Ram Davins, and he Davins, and he Davins. I mean, they're a Chil Hashem. They're being Makti people. They're giving a message that's negative. Why are you Davining? So he says, at one level, what Ram is doing is Taka Chil Hashem. He's asking the Kodesh Baruch Hu to leave Rishoyim in the world. They're not going to change. Rome can't bank on that. They've lived like this. They were captured. This go back. Rome gives them back to Rechush. They go back and set over again and back to the same thing. Lot, back to the same thing. Like, they're Baruch Manusa. But there's a Gehili of a Kodesh Baruch whose chesed, the Russia was able to be mischassed even with the Russia. I once heard a schmooze from, I think it was from Reb Revda. I try to remember, I think it was from Reb Revda. It's a modern Shaka Tire. The more it says that Menashe, Melech Yisrael, had some difficult times in his life. He was taken by the Melech, stuck into this wonderful cauldron. He starts davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Menashe was Chaito Machti Klal Yisrael. Menashe was the one which, according to Chazal, caused the Churban Abayis. Till then, there was a chance. Once Menashe was Chaito the way he was Chaito, caused the Churban Abayis. Not Sami was Chaito. He took every single Sefer Torah and all of Eretz Yisrael and he cut out every single Shem HaShem in the Sefer Torah and replaced it with the Shem HaVodah Zarah. I mean, that's the Mesiras Nefesh. There's a lot of Sefer Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So we find later, Yeshua HaMelech finds the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah should cause Moshe. They hid because they didn't want him to get his hands on it. So nobody knew where it was. So it pops up in the hands of Yeshua and they find it was open to the Teichecha, to the destruction. Every single Sefer Torah, every single Shem Hashem in the Sefer Torah. I don't know how many Shemas of Kadosh Baruch Hu there are in the Sefer Torah, but there's a lot. And every one, he cut it out and put a Shem of Zohar instead. Doesn't do Shuvah. They stick him into this big metal cauldron and they start boiling the water. So he starts talking to everybody Zohar in the whole world. And none of them answer him. So he says, I remember when I was a little kid, my father took me to the cheder. He said, "B'tzar l'cha, when it turned out bad, you daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu." So Malachim say a chutzpah. I mean, not a chutzpah. like more mechutzah than an average yeshiva bachur. I'm like, you're a mashunadik. Like, really? Kol avla, every single avla, every single shem Hashem, every single sefer Torah, and Eretz Israel, about a zora, he calls everyone a zora first. Now he calls Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Rebbeinu Shalom, if you don't answer me, kolap and shalom, you're the same as all the other mother zoras. So Rebbeinu makes a chatira, tachas kisei hakovet, lets the tefillah in, the kabbalah tefillah, and he says, a ruach zora, he sends this wind, rips him out of the cauldron, brings him back to Yerushalayim, and all's gevaldi. Let's just talk about that. The Rosh made a bria, and he made a bria with rules. That there's din, there's skar, there's arnish, etc. But if the Rosh is bound by the rules, and there's no mokum for the Rosh to override the rules, then the Rosh is limited. So he says, if you can't override, so you're the same as the Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah is limited, you're also limited. You know what? Your limit's a lot further than the Avodah Zorah. So yeah, you can do a lot more than that. But you're kol-yachol. Once you're kol-yachol, once you're limited, the second, the third animam is eno guf. Why is that so important, the Rosh is eno guf? Because the guf has limits. The Rosh is limitless. There's no such thing as a limit on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Rosh can do atzola of a whole city. Because of 10 tzaddikim, means there's 10 people in the city, the Rosh can save a whole city, even though they deserve to be destroyed. They were chayta for years. The Rosh could do that. That's a kiddush Hashem. The extent of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. The Rosh's chesed is limitless. So that even though you don't deserve it, multiple fold you don't deserve it, the Rosh will still do chesed to you. So on one level, it's a chil Hashem, he's allowing such reshoim to exist in this world. On one level, it's a message of how much Bershom is willing to be miskasid with the Bria, with human beings. And that Kiddush Hashem is greater than the chil Hashem. And it's worth it. That was the Rebbe Mino's decision. So that's what explains. Avram took upon himself to be noig like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay? Are you willing to put your life on the line to save somebody who doesn't deserve it? Not, he doesn't deserve it because of his ruchnius. He's a person which is undermining what you're trying to accomplish. Are you willing to do that? How far are you willing to go to be a Baal Chesed? Because that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu acts. So I want to suggest that was the Nisoyan of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu goes, and he's successful. Chazal say, but the Medrash says he threw the offer. The offer became arrows. Nisim. She says, "Wow, brush up the Nisim for me." Now, I don't know what the battle plan was without the nace. I mean, according to what, you know, the post says there was 318 men. It's not a major army. According to Chazal, there was only two. Eliezer's Gematria, 318. It wasn't a major battle plan. See, he was going al daske. He comes back and says, "I'll give out. I used up all my schusim. So what do you think? What was the plan?" There's a maestro with Rizka Rav. So we picture that Litta was this wonderful, beautiful country of Torah. By the time after World War One, it was mostly not frum, and not just not frum, but they were anti-Torah. So the Maskilim in Brisk decided they're going to make fun of the Torah. They put in a play. The play was about going out, the Torah's view of going out to war. So they had the first stage of the, you know, they have everybody up on the stage, and the Kohen Mashiach gets up in his vestments, and he says that whoever was Eretz Yisrael, didn't have a chance to be married, to do nesuin, should go home. Next time people walk off the stage. And they keep going, eventually, at the end, whoever's scared from the veirah should be yodai. You're a barak aleva, Rashi says that you're afraid of a veirah, they leave. So the final curtain, before the curtain call, the final closing is there's two old men on canes, the one look going on the Shagas Aryeh. That's it. And they close the curtain, and everybody laughs. So they tell the Biskrim about it. He says, the Rambam said, right? They just didn't show the next scene. They went to war and they won. That was Biskrim Rav's response. So Avraham and Eliezer go to war, and they win. But so Rambam says, well, the Rambam didn't need him for me. My schar is eaten up. So Rambam comes to him after everything is said is done. Right? So Rashi brings, there's no Irish. And now you're afraid. Shemakibalti schar, I'll call me tzikosai. He says, Altira, that which you're worried about, your makabal, your schar, schar ka harbe meyoid, breishes rab. Okay. This is a funny conversation over here. Avraham went amanas to do Rosh's right thing. Comes back and says, Oyvei, I'll use up all my schar. The Rosh says, don't worry, you got a lot of schar. Avraham Avinu was over Kodesh Baruch Hu, amanas kalva pras. He's worried about the scar. The person says, you got a lot of scar. Like, we know that a person should be the second mission of us. You shouldn't be like an evidence who Shama says, Rav Amanasa Kaba Paras. But rather, you should be like an evidence Shama says, Rav Shalom Amanasa Kaba Paras. Same as my story of the Vilna Gaon with the asterisk. And one year, there was no asterisk available in Vilna, and the garden was like very concerned. They sent out shluchim to see if they could find an esrog somewhere in the area. Eventually they come to a certain town and a person has an esrog, so they want to buy the esrog and bring it back to Vilna. So the person said, I don't want to give it away, I want the mitzvah. Finally says, I'm asking to give it away on one condition: the schar for the mitzvah that the goyim does belongs to me. So the shluchim were very, very nervous. That the guards were mastered to such a tanai. And they came back and told the guard that that's the tanai. He was very, very big, very, very sameach. So they asked him, like, you know, why is the Rebbe happy? He says, my whole life I always worried about doing a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shlom and Asakal B'Paras. But it's hard because you know you're getting scar. He had tremendous amunah in Olam Haba. He knew he was getting a scar. So how could he know for sure he was doing it without any kavanah for the pras? But this mitzvah, he's able to do mamish kuma l'shem shemayim with any concern about getting a pras. It's a kavanah l'gazach. Tremendous musar in that ma'isa. I once heard a rabbi speak about it sukkah time. He spent 45 minutes explaining the halacha getter of mechiras scar mitzvahs tam shel b'olam. It doesn't work, does it not work? So I remember my reaction to the shear was like, you took the mice and you killed it. Like, this mice is about the going to Messiris, to Kodesh Baruch Hu, love for Kodesh Baruch Hu, love for mitzvahs. Like, that's the Oymek of the mice. And he's 100% right. Tara, it has to work. It's not a game. What do you mean you sell scar mitzvahs? He's 100% wrong and 100% right, parenthetically. Right. So Rama's worried about the scar. Like, what's this about? They once asked one of the Hasidus if he could be Zarka to switch places with Avraham Avinu, would he do so? He switch. You'd be Avraham Avinu. He says, are you saying there'd be two Avraham Avinus or it'll still only be one? No, you would switch. So then what the Kodesh Baruch Hu gain out of the Maisa? There's only one Avraham Avinu still and one me, so There's no gain for Kodesh Baruch Hu, so why should I want to do it? The fact that he should be the one that didn't wasn't part of the Cheshbon. Is it true that we're supposed to be able to Kodesh Baruch Hu Shalom Anath the Kabbal Pras? I once had a conversation with a Bocher. It was back about 8-10 years ago. He was very against Chavonish. He didn't like it. It sounded like very like childish. You do mitzvahs because of Schar, you worry about Einish. You do mitzvahs because you love a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? What's the Schar Einish thing? And it's one of the Amimamins, you know, Schar Einish. Got very nervous. So I told him, I said, imagine a father has 5 sons. His youngest son is mamish, Gevaldik Tzadik. He's a Baal Chesed, and he takes care of his brothers. Spends the whole day, mamish, there's nothing he can't do, he wouldn't do for his brothers. He takes care of them this way, that way, always selfless, mamish, altruistic, Gevaldik. One day he says to the father, you know, this is Tate, you're happy with me? He says, no. What am I doing wrong? I'm taking care of your sons? He says, no, you're not. No, I'm taking care of 4 of them. I have 5 sons. There's one you're not taking care of. There's a person who takes care of himself because he's selfish. There's a person who takes care of himself because he understands that he's a ben of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's about a Hashem. The verse says, I want you to have schar to know how valuable you are to me. Rav Aaron Kotler in the Mishnah of Aaron has the following Ha'ara. The verse says, created schar about Einish. We should have schar. What's the Einish thing? It's a Bechira, right? So he says, I have a kasha of the math. So the 7.5 billion people in the world right now, if I asked you, where do you think most people are getting on the scale of Schar Ba'Einish? How many people do you think are on the Schar side, more than the Einish side? Right? Maybe not 50%. You know, I don't know. Right? So we just condemned like 3.5 billion people to like not such a good result. And it's not 3.5. It's probably more like, you know, 7 billion on one side and a half, and you know, half a billion on the other side. And that's being generous. The Bershim is creating a scar because he wants to be miskasid. He ends up giving more earnest than scar. What's the pshat? So apparently, this is the scar is so valuable that it's worth it to Kodesh Baruch Hu, who has pain. Because I'll say the more in Sanhedrin that every time Russia gets a punishment, the Russia has pain. The value of him giving the scar to the people who deserve it is so precious to him. He's willing to endure that pain of all these people not getting it, that the people get it, it should be so they should get what they deserve. That's how valuable scar is. So it's the most precious statement of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because what's the most valuable thing to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Because I'll say, the pain of a human being. The Bresham has pain every single time one of us has pain. He said, Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mizor, whatever the means by Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Bresham says, Pashat, his whole body, Kaviyachol, it feels weighted down, pressured, like when he has to give an Einish to a human being. And he's doing it all the time. That's how precious schar is to him. Avraham Avinu says, Risham, my schar is gone. Your opportunity to be mischassid with me, I did chassid like you did. Because that's what you want, that's the right thing to do. And the reaction for that should be schar, but the schar is gone. What's going to be with the schar?
not because I want schar, because you want to give me schar, and that's part of my chesed is to accept that schar.
And Rambam, Rashi says, I have a way to do that. That's how valuable human beings are to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That the Rosh Hashanah, it's so important. We are so important in his eyes that he's going to find a way to give us that schar, which says how important we are. The child who is a miskatzed of the whole world and not miskatzed with himself, the Rosh Hashanah is not happy with that. If he's selfish, the Rosh Hashanah is not happy with it either. But if he recognizes that he's also a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he also deserves, and if he doesn't get that, the Bereshit is in pain from that, therefore he is wants it, because that's what the Bereshit wants. That's not being selfish, it's being selfless. And it's a very hard thing to do, because your egg, it's potentially very, it's all about you.
There's a Reb Tzadik which deserves a real conversation. And Sikha Tzadik Kuflan Dalit. Kshem Shesarach Odom Lahamid Bashem Yisborach. Kach Sarach Acher Kach Lahamid Ba'atzmat. Once you believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to believe in yourself. Ratzalar Mashi Yesh Lashem Yisborach Esek Imoy. Mishinen Opel Batl. Vershim is interested in dealing with you. You're not a worker which has no purpose. Shmin Laila, it was overnight, it's gone. Kechus Sada Shalachim, he saw some Nevdubainim. You're not like that. Rakhsar Laman Kiet Nafshim and Makar Chaim is Baruch Shmoy, Vashem is Baruch Misanig, Umishtashaya Boy Kishoy Sibutsana. The Rosh Hashanah has a tremendous pleasure when you interface with it. Part of the Munim of Kadosh Baruch Hu requires us, so the Rosh Hashanah created the world. The Rosh Hashanah doesn't make mistakes. He made you the way he made you. So he could have made you that you're born in the most chashuv family and you're brilliant and you have the nicest midas and you're just naturally just, you know, a masmid. He could have made you without ADD and without OCD and without FYZ and A, you know. He could have made you with all without any letters of the alphabet. But he didn't do that. He made you that way. He made a mistake. No, chas v'shalom. It's kefira. And when in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Rosh created the world, the Rosh runs the world, it means the Rosh made you the way he made you. That's part of Emunah in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rosh made the animal the way he made the animal. The Rosh made every Bria in the world correctly, every human being correctly, and poked me. I don't know. He missed it. Chas v'shalom. And the Rosh made Adam, like you spoke about, because he's the pinnacle of creation. He's the purpose. It means you, Mishuli Nivra'olam. And the Rosh wants to interface with you. And he wants to give you a scar. He wants to be mated to you. Adam Azeb, Adam Haba, that's his Keshbarnas, when, how to give it. And it might mean he's going to make things difficult for you. But he wants to give you a scar. And you have to understand that you have the karkas to deal with the situation, to allow him to do so. And then you're being Mekayim Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what you should be. You're allowing him to interface with you the way he wants to interface with you, by giving him that opportunity to give you schar. So that's a tremendous chesed that you have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So schar isn't this negative thing. Schar is the way the parent shows the child how much you mean to me. Schar is how much the Borei says to the human being how important you are in my world. And Oynish is a way to magnify the importance of schar. The Russian created Oynish to make the schar more valuable. So the only way you're going to absorb how important you are is in a world with a schar of Oynish. In the world where
The Baruch Hu says, your actions make a difference. And I'm willing to pay for them. How much is it worth? I'm willing to pay for it. How much? The pain of giving punishment to billions of people. That's how much it's worth to me. That you should get your scar. I'm willing to take the pain of giving punishment. Avraham Avinu understood that. The Baruch Hu says, so what happened to the scar? Baruch Hu, I have a way. So we walk away with the depth of the mysterious nefesh of Avraham Avinu to be meitiv to others undeservedly, because that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu does. Even if they're misnaget to him, they're mechutzofim, and they're everything, Russia will do that. We wake away recognizing that's a kiddush Hashem to do that. Giving chesed when they don't deserve is a kiddush Hashem, because that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu does. We walk away with understanding the importance of what a human being is, the centrality that he has in the Baruch Hu's plan, and the Baruch Hu is willing to suffer tremendous pain to be able to be made to human beings. We have to believe in ourselves that we're important enough to Kadosh Baruch Hu that he wants to do that to us. We have to then find a way to allow him to do so. And that's our interface with the Kadosh Baruch Hu.